This is GIS News. Coming up, Health Ministry to release audit of regional health authorities. University Hospital appoints new senior staff and farmers to reap economic benefits from Blue and Jonquil Mountains. The news in detail after this message.
Calling all government pensioners in St. James, Westmorland, Hanover, St. Elizabeth, Trelawney. The Accountant General's Department invites you to its Pensioners Information Forum. Come learn more about the AGD's modernization program and other services. Our final stop will be at the West Jamaica Conference Center, Mount Salem Road, Montego Bay, starting at 10 a.m. Representatives from the NHF, SAGICOR, and other financial institutions will also be on hand to share useful information on pension health benefits and so much more. That's a Pensioners Information Forum hosted by the Accountant General's Department, West Jamaica Conference Center, Mount Salem Road, Montego Bay, starting at 10 a.m. See you there.
Now the news. The Ministry of Health is in short order expected to release the findings of a recently concluded audit of the country's regional health authorities. Portfolio Minister Dr. Fenton Ferguson says after a period of consultation with several stakeholders in the public health sector, the decision was taken to make the reports public. He says the aim is to foster an increased sense of transparency and accountability between the ministry and members of the public, as well as counter any incorrect information being disseminated.
We took our early position as a team that we would hold these audits, but based on what is unfolding, it is very clear that this matter has now become the center of a political campaign. It was never our intention not to be open or be transparent.
Dr. Ferguson also announced that he will make an address to the nation on November 8, during which he will address public concerns regarding the state of the public health system. He was speaking on Tuesday at a ceremony for the signing of contracts for the procurement of equipment to upgrade neonatal and maternal care across the public health sector. Senior Director of Finance at the University Hospital of the West Indies, Kevin Allen, has been appointed to act as Chief Executive Officer following the resignation of Dr. Cecil White. The announcement was made on Monday by Board Chairman Sterling Soares, who said Dr. White's resignation was to have taken effect at the end of January 2016. However, the board felt it was in the hospital's best interest to appoint someone to act immediately. Mr. Allen previously acted as CEO in 2013 and 2014. Meanwhile, consultant neurosurgeon Dr. Carl Bruce has been named to act as Senior Director of Clinical Services at the University Hospital in the wake of the resignation of former Medical Chief of Staff Professor Trevor McCartney. Board Chairman Sterling Soares says both Mr. Allen and Dr. Bruce will act in their respective positions until suitable replacements are found for their predecessors.
We had to move with alacrity to have some persons to act on their behalf. They were chosen based upon 1, seniority, 2, experience, 3, they were the most suitable qualified that we have at this particular time.
Chairman of the University Hospital Board of Management, Sterling Soares. And government is conducting talks with the Rural Agricultural Development Authority, RADA, to assist farmers reap the economic benefits from the Blue and Jonquil Mountains World Heritage Site. Culture Minister Lisa Hanna, who made the announcement recently on behalf of Prime Minister Portia Simpson-Miller, said the communities around the heritage site are uniquely positioned to garner fiscal gain.
We're also exploring partnerships with the Ministry of Agriculture and Fisheries through its agency, the Rural Agricultural Development Authority, RADA, in developing a culinary niche market for packaging and distribution of indigenous foods and sustainable farming techniques.
Minister Hanna says craft markets and museums are also to be established to aid in the development of marketing capabilities and the economy of communities around the Blue and Jonquil Mountains. That was the GIS News. I'm Anjuie James Sawyers.
This has been a production of the Jamaica Information Service.